Peter. I'm Dave Charles, and we start the show with a chat. We've got two very, very attractive young ladies in the studio with me right now. They are representatives of the Miss Bellito competition 2024, both of them finalists. Welcome to Cara Negrini and Gwanele Khoza. Nice to have you both on the afternoon show. I'm sure you are excited like crazy to be here.
We're very excited.
So we won't waste time with all those platitudes and greetings, etc. Let's get straight into it because time is always against us.
Okay.
We just need to get you much closer to the microphone so that we can hear you. That will help. Now, both of you are finalists in the Miss Bellito 2024. Have you ever, let's start with Gwanele because, well, you know, why not? You're right opposite me and we'll chat with you, Cara. Have you ever been in a competition like this before?
I've been in Richards Bay long time ago when I was young. I did enter Miss King Cetshwayo. Yeah, I did enter Miss King Cetshwayo a long time ago.
And how did you do?
I did so great. I made it to the top five. Yeah, I made it to the top five.
So are you hoping to do the same this time around?
I am hoping for more. Yeah, I'm hoping to do even greater.
Okay. So what would you say was the secret of your success in the original Miss Cetshwayo competition?
It's authenticity and being genuine and being just who you are.
Okay, and yeah. Who are you?
I am Gwanele Khoza. I am Gwanele Khoza. I'm 22 years of age. I'm from Richards Bay, but currently moved to here to Salt Rock. I'm a very genuine, kind-hearted person. Yeah, and I'm an entrepreneur. I also am a director of an NPO that takes care of orphaned children.
Wow. Yeah. So you've already packed a lot into a very short space of time. We'll get back to you in just a sec. But now let's talk to Cara. Cara, is this your first competition?
No. I first did Miss Queen of South Africa in July, no? June. I did Miss Queen of South Africa in June and I landed in the top four.
Miss Queen of South Africa. Okay, is a queen not supposed to be Mrs.? I just asked the question only because can you be a queen without being? I suppose you can. So what drives you to enter these competitions?
I am very driven by my empathy and because I was also a very shy person. I could not have a conversation with anyone. So that drives me, and also my passion for charity drives me to continue with pageants, to be there, to be a voice and to be an advocate for my vision.
Okay. How do you reckon, what are your chances in this one?
I would say the chances I have is the same as everyone else. I'm here with my sisters, my pageant sisters. I'm proud to be with them. And I couldn't have asked for a better team.
Well, it seems like you're off to a fantastic start. Let's take a musical breather and we'll come back on the other side and chat some more. This is Avicii.
Begin to be. Hardly go, but I don't.
23 and a half minutes to 3 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. That's Avicii featuring Aloe Black, a tune called SOS. And we're chatting with Cara Negrini and Gwanele Khoza, two finalists in the Miss Bolito 2024 pageant. And let's just find out a little bit more about you, because that's ultimately why you're here. So let's start this time with Cara. What is your favorite hobby or pastime?
I do love a good book. I love reading. I love poetry. It's honestly one of my favorite. Just put on earphones, your headphones, listen to music, and just read away.
And what can you tell us about yourself that not many people know?
Honestly, it's a bit hard to say. I'm a very open book, and I let my work speak for my actions and my intentions.
Okay. All right, that's cool. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you like to go?
Indonesia. The beaches are absolutely amazing.
How do you know?
I Googled.
Yeah, but you can Google anything online and it can tell you lies.
Let's just say I also watched vlogs, YouTube videos, just because I love the Asian culture. Okay. I absolutely love it.
So, Indonesia it could be. And what's your favorite motto or quote?
It's by Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, "Do not go where the path may lead. Instead, go where there's no path and leave a trail."
Ah, the road less traveled. Yeah. Very profound. Now, Gwanele, you have had a chance now to think a little bit, because I'm going to ask you the same questions. What's your favorite hobby or pastime?
I'm not really a sporty person, but I think my favorite hobby is playing soccer. But I only play with my family.
But hey, listen, that's cool. Soccer is a very good game for girls.
Yeah, it is.
And what is a fun fact about you that not many people know?
Every time I'm asked that, I always say is that I taught myself how to cook, and I'm one of the greatest cooks. Mm. I taught myself how to cook when I was in grade 4. Yeah.
And what is your favorite meal?
My favorite meal, I will say lamb curry with mash. I love that.
Okay,
so much.
Cool. And if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would that be?
For me, I think anywhere with the beach. I love being around the beach, water. But I will say Zanzibar. Yeah.
Okay, why Zanzibar?
I just like the aesthetic there.
Have you ever been there?
I've never been, but
so
I think
you also Googled it, and then you
I've said it online. Dogs. I think that's the first place I'm going to travel to.
Okay, and what is your favorite quote or motto?
My favorite quote, it's Bible oriented. I believe that the power of the Holy Spirit which lives in me. I believe that I can do anything because of the power of the Holy Spirit which raised the Lord Jesus from the dead. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I live by that.
That's lovely. So then one final question. This is a pageant. Many people say that it's not a beauty pageant. And yet beauty plays a part, doesn't it? Because there is beauty in the soul of everyone,
if
you let it shine, and there is physical beauty, and a nice combination of those is presumably what maybe the judges are looking for. Who knows? Well, what does beauty mean to you, Cara?
Beauty to me is comes within. It shows the beauty that you want to show to the world, the beauty that you want to show to everyone. That's the beauty that makes sense, the beauty that counts.
Yeah.
I think everyone is beautiful in their own way, but it's the beauty that within that comes, that counts.
So it's the personality and what shines from within. Okay, Gwanele, how do you define success?
I define success by how happy you are about being where you are currently, because you may say my success, maybe I define success as if I've reached maybe that goal, but maybe that's not where you'll define your success. So as being happy where you are.
And are you happy where you are right now?
I am, because I really,
and you,
I really am, because I believe
so
you are really where you are. You are where you are, where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're both happy, healthy, successful. That's a good mantra.
It is. Every
morning you wake up and you say that. Look out at this magnificent planet that we
just
share.
Appreciate everything
happy,
that you
I'm
have
healthy, I'm
already.
Successful. There
yeah.
you go. Face the day. My two very special guests, Cara Negrini and Gwanele Khoza, both finalists in the Miss Bolito contest. We're holding thumbs for both of you, and yeah. I'm sure that you're both going to win. And I'll tell you why. Because just by being part of the competition, you are winners already. Mm-hmm. You've made it through to the finals. You're winners already. Ultimately, someone is going to be the queen and some are going to be princesses. But you're all winners. And in my book, you're my favorites.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show.
Thank you so much.
Joined us and you've missed our conversation, don't worry. It'll be up as a podcast very soon on the afternoon show on our platforms. The app is downloadable from the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store, Radio Life and Style, or you can go onto our website and watch it there. And the afternoon show continues on the other side of this.
Listen to the voice of Bolito, Radio Life and Style, 88.0 FM.